Okay, today we're learning Beitza Daf Hey Amad Aleph. We were discussing the three different places where we have Shnei Yom Tovim, where we have 2 days of Yontif, and in all three places, Rava says that we paskin like Rav. So the three cases were Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Shabbos follows on the heels of a Yontif, or a Yontif on the heels of a Shabbos. The second situation was two Yomim Tovim of Golios, meaning the fact that we keep two days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz. What do you do about a Beitza that's no let on one of those days when it comes to the other day? And the third situation is Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. So that's going to be our focus today. We left off at Itmar, a few lines on the bottom of the page of Dalet and Beis, where we're going to discuss the history of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of the notion of Dover Shebiminyan Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atiro. In fact, we're going to find three different sources for the concept of Dover Shebiminyan Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atiro. That means that when something takana is made by a Beis Din, you need another Beis Din of equal authority and equal greatness to be matir that takana of the earlier Beis Din. So that's what we're going to get into today through the discussion of how 2 days of Rosh Hashanah came about. So here comes the discussion. Itmar. Shneyam tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel Amar Tarvayu, nol d'bzeh, asur b'zeh. If an egg is laid on one day of Yontif, both Rav and Shmuel hold that egg is going to be asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because both days of Rosh Hashanah are different than the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are different than 2 days of Yontif in general in Galus. And the Chachamim made them that they should be considered like one long day. Because the 2 days of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah was not a result of a suffix. Here's what really happened with Rosh Hashanah. Ditna, the Mishnah tells us Rosh Hashanah. It used to be that for the entire 30th day of Elul, if people were still going to come and say, oh, last night we saw the new moon, they would still accept their testimony. And they would observe that day as Yontif, because just in case people were to come and say that last night we saw the new moon, so the 30th day of Elul, they would always observe as Rosh Hashanah. One time, Edom came so late, it was after already the afternoon Karban Tamid, and the Levim sang the wrong Shira in the afternoon Karban Tamid, because Edom hadn't come yet, so they figured that obviously today must not be Rosh Hashanah, it must still be a weekday. And then Edom came before nightfall, and Beis Din realized that day was Rosh Hashanah. That whole day was really Rosh Hashanah. So they really should have said the Shir of Rosh Hashanah. Because of that, Hiskinu, they were misaken for the following years, Shaloyu Mekablim Esa Edom, Ela Ada Mincha, that Edom are only permitted to come until Mincha. They're only going to receive the Edom until they bring the Karban Tamid of the afternoon. Vimbo Edom and a Mincha Lamela. And what happened if Edom came later on that day, later on the 30th day of Elul, and said, guess what, everyone? Today is really Rosh Hashanah. So they would not be Makadish the Chodesh based on those Edom. Rather, they would say it's 30 days of Elul, and the next day is Rosh Hashanah. Nogin Osa Yom Kadosh, Ulamachra Kadosh. They would observe the first day as Rosh Hashanah and the next day as Rosh Hashanah as well. So even though Edom didn't come until by Mincha time, and there was no Safek, because we know that the Chodesh was not Niskadesh, and it's definitely a weekday, nevertheless, they were still observing that whole day as Kedusha. They were still not doing Malacha until the very end of that day. So you see that the Chacham set it up to make 2 days of Kodesh when Edom don't come until Mincha, even though there's not really a suffix. So in places that are very distant that don't know exactly when Edom came to be made on the Chodesh, they had to make 2 days of Kodesh every year, lest the Edom come after Mincha. So the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are like one long day of Kedusha. It wasn't based on a suffix that it was Nitkan, it was one long day of Kedusha. Since it's one long day of Kedusha, a Beitza that's no lad on the first day is also on the second day, because it's as if it's the same day. Just like a Beitza that's no lad on Yom Tov in the morning is also Yom Tov in the afternoon, so too a Beitza that's no lot on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asra on the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well. Amar Rabba, mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, from the times of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana and on, which we'll discuss soon what that was, Beitza muteris, a Beitza that's no lot on the first day of Rosh Hashanah would become mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are no longer considered Kedusha Achas. Why? What was the Takana? Ditnan? We learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and they stopped bringing karbanos and the Levim no longer sang Shira, so there was no longer a concern that Niskalkalu Levim Shira, that they'll mess anything up. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana, Shira Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom, that you could be Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh the entire day. So the whole takanos Chachamim to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fell by the wayside because they were waiting on the Eidim for the entire day. Amalei Abayva, Rav Shmuel, Amit Abay, Beitza, Asura, but don't Rav and Shmuel both say that a Beitza is not allowed on 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, is also on the 2nd day of Rosh Hashanah? Amalei, Aminu Lach, Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh, Vatamadli, Rav Shmuel, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh, Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh is a Heligatana. You're coming back to me with Rav and Shmuel, the Ramorayim. Rav and Shmuel don't have the authority to argue on Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh holds. So the Gemara says, okay, but Rav and Shmuel kashem asnisin. So how do we reconcile Rav and Shmuel? Meaning, how do we understand what Rav and Shmuel say? How could they say a beitza that's not allowed on 1 day of Rosh Hashanah is on the other day? It seems against Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Says Gemara, lo kasha halan. The din of Rav and Shmuel that it's aser is for people who live in Galus, where we never stopped observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because we never had the knowledge of when the Chodesh was actually Nikva. So it turned out that we're still continuing in the initial Takana. But Vahaluhu, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, that everything has changed, is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, where they actually stopped observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was Mesakin to be Mekabel Yedim the whole day, so that Takana went away. They stopped observing 2 days. So even if later on they went back to observing 2 days, it's not considered a Kedusha Achas. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbi. He says, Af mitakanas Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Even after Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai's takana to accept Eidus Kol Hayom, still a beitza that's not allowed on 1 day of Yantav is also on the other day of Rosh Hashanah. My time, why? Because Havidavar Shebeminyan. The takana of not being Mekabel Eidim from Mincha and on and observing the 2 days as one long Kedusha is a Davar Shebeminyan. It was something that was voted on by a gathering of the Chachamim. You can't just get rid of an earlier takana, even though Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was misakin that now we're able to mekabel edim all day. So the initial reason of the takana of observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as if it were one long day no longer exists, but it was a takana, so we can't get rid of the takana. Amar Rav Yosef Mina Aminelas. That brings us to the second part of today's Amud. Where do we get that idea that a Davar Shebeminyan is intact forever until another minyan comes in as matir, until another gathering of Chachamim comes in as matir, even when the reason doesn't apply anymore? So the Gemara is going to have 3 possible sources. Duchsiv, the Pasuk says after Matan Torah, Lech Amor Lehem, Shuvu Lechem, La Halechem. They go and tell them that they're allowed to have Tashma Shamita again, they can go back to their tents. And we could be matir it, Misvara. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow us to be matir Misvara. It had to be direct, it had to be a state. It had to be said, otherwise it wouldn't be mutter. So you see that you need a minyan achilat yiro. Ve'omer, and we also see it in a different pasuk. B'mishoch hayov el hema yalu vahar, to allow people to go back up on Har Sinai after the Shekhinah left. Again, logically, once the Shekhinah is not there, I would have thought on my own, of course they're allowed to go back. But no, since there was a formal prohibition made, there had to be a formal heter. Utnan, and from a Tana and a Braisa, we could also learn this din of Davar Shebeminyan requiring a minyan achilat yiro. Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, Kerem Revai, fruits that grow in the vineyard in the 4th year after it was planted, where Chazal have a gezeirah shav of kadosh kadosh from Maaser Sheni, that you have to bring such fruits to Yerushalayim, or at least exchange them for money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Hayaola liYerushalayim. If you would bring the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim, at Mahalich Yom Echad the Kol Tzad, when you're within 1 day's journey of Yerushalayim, if you're within 1 day of Yerushalayim, you have to bring the fruits. You cannot bring the money. You can't exchange it for money. Bring money instead. Vizuhi truma. And if you want to know what's considered a 1 day's journey to Yerushalayim, here are the borders. Eilat min hadarom, v'akrabas min hatsafon, lod min hamarav, v'yardin min hamizrach. If you go in those borders, then you'll know what's considered one day away from Yerushalayim. So if you live within that area, you cannot exchange the Karim Ravai for money, you got to bring the Karim Ravai itself. V'amar Ula v'item Rabba Bar Chana, and Ula says, and some say, Rabba Bar Chana said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, matam, what's the reason that Chamim required people who lived close by to bring the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim, k'dei la'ater shuk Yerushalayim b'peros. It's in order to dress up and to decorate the streets of Yerushalayim with delicious fruits and beautiful looking fruits, and it was just to make Yerushalayim look good. Vitanya, and we learned it in Braisa, Karim Ravai Hoylo Rav Lazar B'Mizrach Lod. Rav Lazar had Karim Ravai between Lod and Yerushalayim, which is within a one day's journey, Bitsad Kfar Tavi, Ubikesh Lafkir Laniyim, and he wanted to be mafkirit to poor people, that let them take this Karim Ravai and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, to fulfill the Takanas Chachamim of bringing it to Yerushalayim and not redeeming it, because it was too much of a schlep for him to bring it himself. Amalo Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, you don't have to be mafkirit. Kvar nimnu alecha chavirecha vitiru. Don't you know the Chacham and the generation already got together and they were matir this takana, that you don't have to bring the fruits themselves, you're allowed to just bring the money? Man chavirecha, and who are chavirecha? Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. That he, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, after the Churban, when there was no longer need to be ma'atir the Shuk Yerushalayim, to dress up the streets of Yerushalayim, he was the one that was matir, bringing the money instead of the fruit. Because Yerushalayim was in already b'churbana, you don't have to dress it up. So time of the nimnu, halo nimnu lo. So you see, it's only because nimnu, it's only because they got together and they took a vote on it. But had they not gotten together, then the initial takana would still be in place. So that's the second part of the amud. The second part of the amud is that we see that there's a concept of davar shebeminyan, tsarich minyan achala atiro. Once the chacham get together and vote on something, you can't just undo the takana even if the reason goes away. You need another minyan of chachamim to vote on it, and we learn it from three different places. Be'ez Hashem, next time in Daf Hamad Beis, we're going to discuss why it is that we need three different places to teach me the same exact din.